Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way, you and I. The best of friends, man, it's happening throughout up to the hour 7. And thank you so much to Bahle. And she's back with you tomorrow morning. Otherwise, I trust you're well, man. And how was your weekend? How was your Sabbath? How was your Sunday? How was your weekend? Did the Father do something extraordinarily in your life, or something wonderful? You know, did you see something great happening to someone? It's good to reminisce and to thank the Father as we get into a new week. You know, we are in a new week already on Thursday. I trust you. You've entered well, man. I'm just concerned about your week. Your week must be beautiful, you know, and your life has become a testimony somewhere. What I heard yesterday is that your life must matter out there. And the love of the Father must be visible throughout. And let everyone start to sing a new song and glorify the Father, because the love of the Father is just visible there throughout. You know? Something like that. And of course, also, today I heard about being in the prophetic, where the Father speaks something when something else is actually happening. If he says, I will do you good, and you see that in your midst is only the bad that is happening, but his word stands, then he transitions you. That period of transitioning also brings vulnerabilities, where one needs to be circumspect so that you can arrive at what the Father has already said. Beautiful rendition by the prophetess Queen Matebula of CMC Ivory Park. CMC Ivory. And we just enjoyed so much. Wendy yesterday, our old friend Wendy, she really did wonders. We thank the Father. Ah, how can I forget Untlantla? Ne One Accord. I can't forget Untlantla Ne One Accord. The beauty of music that they placed on. She just reminded me of 30 years ago when we were preaching with William Sijake and Tlantla in the streets. We would just connect and they would sing and I would preach. And people would be saved at night during winter. And the late Mamzwane would give us the coffee that she gets from the Defense Force and would buy amagwinya. Here in Tshwane, we call them the baby. We'd buy the baby. And then we would eat and preach. We didn't have much clothes. We didn't have money. We had nothing but the message. Wow. And of course, also, wow. We glorify the Father for what the Father is doing. Man, we are in another level of praise and worship. And we give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. Let the people see the love of the Father in you throughout.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Love, say it loud, make it clear today. Let the peace of the Father's love be visible through you, and may the Father continue to do great in your lives and do great in the lives of others through you. May his love be visible. Let me welcome my friends. They're in the on the line. Let me start with Jablani. Jabu, my friend, greetings. Welcome.
Greetings indeed, my friend. Are you good?
I am very well. And you?
I I'm also good. The Father is wonderful. We give him all the praise. It's wonderful to connect again today. Greetings to abalaleli bonke. Ngegama lika Yahusha Mashiach. Greetings to Mfundisi Sipho.
How's it? No, we had a beautiful convocation of Thanksgiving. It was great, Jabu.
It was beyond words. Like,
yeah.
It was wonderful.
Kakhulu. Ukubona unhlanhla futhi bekuyisikhashana. It's over 26 years that we haven't made contact with her. You know?
It was wonderful.
It was wonderful. Very wonderful. And of course, also, we have Usipho Paulose. Ah, nsizwa. Ngikubonile ugijima nomntana wakho entombazana. Ngibona ashiya ubaba. Amshiya ubaba. Ajulukile ubaba. Akhefuzela. Athi stamina sikho sicedwe ipalish. Nobumnumzane. Ngiyaphileka ndoda yakithi.
Ngiyaphileka mfethu, usaphila mfuka leyo.
Ah, ngiyaphila Sipho man, ngiyaphila mtaka baba, ngiyaphila kakhulu man. Bitso.
Simbonge kakhulu.
Twana yami. Ngiyaphila man, yazi. Mangizwe voice yakho ngiyajabula man. 60. Yeah.
Hey, Nkosi yami.
Yeah. Usipho kaleni bengimbiza 60.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. Ever since ana 19. Yes, biza nanjalo. And mina bekangangibizi Sipho because bekangibiza re. Yeah. Sinomfundisi Motha Mruti.
Shalom my brother. Shalom, big brother. Futhi omdala.
Ngiyaphileka kodwa. Ah, ngiyazi uthi.
Siyaphila. God has been so good to us my brother.
Akayikhulumisi ukungihlonipha, uyikhulumisa ukungihuga nje kuphela. Akunanhlonipho next lapho.
Inhlonipho yonke iphelele le.
Ngokomthetho ya, kodwa hayi yona kahle. Hawu. Yazi maba bathu umuntu uyakunwaya vele yabona. Kuyobona malunwa iqhashaza leli anolunwa licede lezi libhlungu yabona. Uyangenelela ngithi hayi kulongile. Futhi umdala. Mhlekazi, kusaphileka kodwa.
Mhlekazi wami, engomusa kaNkuluNkulu Mhlekazi siyaphila. We thank God. It's been so good to us. Once again tonight we are together and allow me to greet abalalele makhaya in the name of Yahushua Mashiach.
Hallelujah.
Bengabashiya kanjani abafowethu engibathanda kakhulu mfundisi uSipho, mfundisi Jabulani.
Hey
Nkosi yami.
Hey madodana. Hey madodana.
Nawe ngiyakubingelela bhuti omdala.
Hayi siyabonga. Siyabonga Ntsizwa. Ntsizwa. Ya sengizokubiza Ntsizwa. Siyabonga Ntsizwa.
Yeah.
Ukhenel sesimbiza Ntsizwa. Asambizi Kenel. Simbiza Ntsizwa. Nanoma ubeka isithombe sakhe lapho sobukhenel. Simbiza Ntsizwa. Angithathi ngubhuti omdala. Insizwa igcwele le. Insizwa ifulfilled le. Igcwele, ya. Insizwa ntsi. Hey, madoda. Kuhambe kahle mfundisi Motha laphaya ku-Man of Hope.
Mfundisi elaphe David one mina nawe. God has been so great.
Yes.
It's been so wonderful grooming the young men.
Yes.
The future leaders of tomorrow.
Absolutely.
You know, God just amazed us.
Yeah.
Because God used them in a very, very, very amazing way.
Hey, my daughter.
We were so blessed, my brother. Even abafana abancane, even in season, abantu abasha bebakhona lapha yana.
Yeah.
They were so touched. God moved in a very mighty way. So we thank God for everything.
Yeah. You know, and I asked Mfundisi Mthimkhulu, Nation Mthimkhulu, Mfundisi omncane Mthimkhulu, hayi ubishop, Mfundisi omncane Mthimkhulu. Ngambuza nge man of man on track ukuthi ihambe kanjani athi wow sir angithi abantu bathi bhuti omdala yena uthi sir wow sir it was splendid the Midval pastoral fraternity welcomed man on track with open arms and embraced the cause they are excited to be part of this great mission sir. Hey, my dad. We had a lovely time in Meyerton and the atmosphere was conducive, indicative of our master's approval. Hey, my daughter.
Wow.
Hey, my daughter. Indaba ezimnandi ke lesi.
Glory to God.
Yeah, nathi kuhambe kahle kakhulu man. Yo, kani siceda manje. Mina ngisuke ngabo 24 lapha enkangala. Yeah, hayi kuhambe kahle. Eh nojabulani sisendleleni uya eNelspruit, ena sport. Kuhambe kahle.
Yeah.
Yeah, hayi thina si enjoyile.
You realize the father.
Yes, kukhona abadliwe bashaya ama 1-0. badliwe. Tina besizikhonzela uNkulunkulu. Angibazi nami banokugcoka into ezigold. Yabona. Abadliwe. Nabezimnyama nezikamagebhula yamkhumbula lo baba abathi umagebhula owacala yona le club leya. Eh. Hayi bajajuliwe ngibone kuyi 2-0 ngathi awuNkosi yami. Akwehlanga ulungehlanga. What you do on the right hand side, you do on the left hand side. Yes. Yeah.
Yabakhalisa nabo. Yabona indaba yebhola. Sasisiza sayeke ibhola.
Sasisiza baba. Naku manje sikhuluma ngerepentance. Simnandi.
Uzongena umfundisi uvila kahle.
Uzongena ngamanxeba. Hey matatakithi. We are talking about repentance, which is a fundamental change of heart and mind from sin towards the Father. You know, it's very important. This is very fundamental in that one changes from that which is unbecoming and devoid of the mark of the holiness of Yahuwah. And then turns to Yahuwah, takes his precepts with Christ in his heart and starts to live a life of holiness against a former life of unholiness and darkness. Such has done what we call a 180 degree turn from that which was evil to that which is right. In First Kings, and we're talking about the importance of repentance. Repentance is important, man. Even at home, repentance is important amongst family members. It's very important. I always say, Mina, if you can say to me, forgive me, ungihlulile vele. Ufuna bathi ungone kanjani? Ah, ungihlulile. Because leyo nto leyo angeke ingaffecti, ngixolela long before. Bese uma uthi forgive me, angisakwazi nokuthi masihlale phansi sikhulume le ndaba. Angisakwazi. Uyabona? Kwesinye isikhathi ngithi bathi ukwazi ukuthi uhlalisane nomfowenu, nihlalisane niyixoxe le ndaba bese niyalungisana. Kodwa umuntu lo somxolele bese athi forgive me. Ah. Hayi. Siyaphuma endabeni sihamba sothenga ama-sweet. Lo muntu utshintshile, urepentile. But what is the importance of repentance? And today, do we still speak messages of repentance emabandleni? And how long was it since you heard someone speaking about repentance? Well, I think I heard Rusipho a few days ago. I think during the week, it's either Thursday or Friday, or Wednesday, Thursday or Friday. Akhuluma nabantwana esikolweni laphayana. Kodwa emabandleni, ithi ngicule kancane lengoma. Do! Lo, ayikhulunywa ngale repentance, ayithintwa, because kukhona izinkinsela emabandleni ezifaka imali ezithayithayo, ithi ngibeke kahle ngathi thayithayo, ezithayithayo, kukhona inkinsela ezineyimali ezithengela umfundisi noma umfundisi amasudu amahle esinikelayo ngama trip wokuya eDubai. Ay ay khona le enye la iduze o Mauritius. Uyabona kukhona le inkinsela lezi sekuyasatshwa ukuthi zitshelwe ukuthi ziphenduke ziguqule nemiqondo yazo. Babhizi bayamosha kodwa kuyasatshwa ngoba lo muntu lo kukhona into ebalulekile ayenzayo. So irepentance le ikhulunywa ngama-butt rack behind his or her back. Uyabona? kodume khona iyazitshwa and uhlale khona njalo so izitshwa njalo. Many ministries, they don't talk about this. Seven steps to happiness, four steps to living a great life, five steps to keep a flat belly, seven steps to be healthy and have a godly skin, five steps to maintaining your gifts, seven steps to taking care of your blessings. Nothing with regards to repentance, because you know you have to rebuke. You know you have to point sin. You know you have to expose the evil one. And many people do not want to talk about that. Secondly, we are afraid of talking about repentance. Ngoba labantu esibashumayezayo jabulani bayasazela. Bayasazela labantu ngoba they know a secret. So you can't speak about repentance because even you are doing worse than they. Lwena waja kontle kwale. Uyahlafuna. Uyagwinya nokugwinya uzisula umlomo obuye uthi amen but amen. Hayi uyiphethe baba sikuzwile namhlanje uyishayile mfowethu mane yazini. Hey, yazi wangigcwalisela nami ngathi yazini ithi ngakubhayizisela uthiyami. Uyibhadila amoyana. Siyonikela. And ugegqala ntshi. Mara there's no repentance. And lokwenza lokhu kuyakhuphuka. Ngiyahanjwa kuye kula mankomfa amakhulu kukhona elinye ikamera. Elinye ikamera kuthiwa kusespiring. Kispiri. Ma ungatheleka kulelo kamera uzothola kwenziwa ezinye izinto. Wakhuluma noNkulunkulu athi look at what they do. Open the windows and look. Open the doors and look at what they do. The Holy of Holies, just open the other door through the wall. See what the priests are doing. No repentance. We are afraid of talking about it because we ourselves are embroiled in things that are unbecoming. Things that make us to miss the mark of the Most High. Check it out. 1 Kings 8:33. When your people Israel are defeated before an enemy because they have sinned against you, and when they turn back to you and confess your name and pray and make supplication to you in this temple. Repentance is to turn back to the Father, to confess his name, to pray and make supplications against the sins we have done to the Father. It's important. Otherwise, we can't have a relationship with the Father if we continue to live lives that are devoid of repentance. Otherwise, ku injela yokujwayela. Cha ngayibambi mic mina ngazingenangena. Cede ukunkauza. Ngazingenangena abacwala ngami ngathi hayi revelation le ayiyehla, especially uma ubhema insango. Iyehla revelation le. Anikwehla insango kuphela. And everyone knows ukuthi uyaphuza. So ngeke utshela abanye ukuthi bangaphuzi. Umuntu adli chepis azidle ne sunlight kunokukunuka phuqu. Enkonzweni. And all these things is because we don't talk about repentance. We don't address the issues. We are afraid of addressing the issues. We need to address the yes, with love. With love. Absolutely with love. Absolutely. Make sure you don't lose that soul. Absolutely. But we don't talk about it because nathi siyazenza. Second Kings chapter 17, verse 13. Yet the Elohim testified against Israel. Listen to this. And against Judah, by all his prophets, every seer saying, turn from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I commanded to you by my servants, the prophets. Repentance also implies that one turns from evil ways and keeps the commandments of the Father. Don't just turn from evil ways because you might turn back to them. It says you keep the commandments that keep you in the direction that you have chosen and the statutes of the Father. according to the law that has been commanded to our fathers, which is the word, which is Christ, which is the word. Then I wonder if we, as believers, had come to a state where we can say, yeah, turning from sin implies also that we move away from evil ways and we keep the commandments and the statutes of the Father and we live according to the law which he had commanded and which he had sent to us by his servants, the prophets. That is repentance. And some of us, we are afraid of talking about repentance because we want to keep the crowd. Where there's a crowd, the money is bigger. So we want to keep the crowd. And so we say to people, "I, the Father understands." Yes, he does. That is why he has written that it is sin and is showing ways as to how to turn from that. I wonder if we understand this. It's very important that we take this into notice. Repentance is what it is. That's what we are talking about tonight. We trust the Father is doing you good. And he is gracing you so much in a mighty way.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Sihamba ngokholwa, hayi ngokubona. Hamba nathi. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit it is, coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing good. Jabu, let me start with you. When we talk about the importance of repentance, is it something that we talk about much of the times or sekuyindaba ezitshiwe?
Thank you very much, my friend. We really are grateful for such a topic, repentance. It's rare now that you really encounter such a message in our days. I believe because of the reasons that you've also mentioned, and also the fact that, you know, also, you know, people, like there is practice, there is so much practice of sin. Even the so-called believers and children of God. So there is so much prevalence of sin to a point that it's not easy to really stand on the truth about repentance because of, like, deep within your heart, you know that, but I'm also stuck. I'm also caught. I'm also going through all that, of which this is the message that actually is so good because of, you know, it's the Father who is really speaking repentance, calling us back to him. It's better to run to the Father than to run away from him. Because if we continue the way, like as I'm saying, that there is so much prevalence of sin, like now, to even neglect the instruction of the Father to return to him, it means we are running away from him. And it's dangerous to run away from the Father. You'd rather run to him than to run away from him. You know, when you are falling down into sin, you'd rather, like, look up to him and just say, "Lord, I have fallen down." And then he will be able to really, like, reach out, pick you up, cleanse you, wash you, and use you again. Instead of you just condemning yourself and just saying, "Ah, no, it's done. Vele, you know, let me just forget about the gospel. Let me forget about the will of the Father." You know, so of which nowadays, as I'm saying, like, it's so rare to really listen to the message of repentance, you know, because of, like, as I'm saying, the prevalence of sin. So if the Father may help us to really also, like, live a holy life, because that's how we can preach repentance. If we live a holy life, then we are not guilty, we are not condemned. You know, we are bold enough to stand and proclaim out there to the world, because We're supposed to be preaching to the world, actually, not to one another. But now we're supposed to preach to one another because of the prevalent sin. And then the time to go to the world when it's... So if we really allow the Father to really help us, you know, with our fall into sin, so that we can be equipped to go and preach repentance to the world.
Mm.
Because actually, that's the calling of the Father. Repentance is the turning away from sin. It's the turning away from wickedness. The turning away from evil. The turning away from everything that has got to do with the evil part or the devil. That's repentance, when you forsake everything. You know, like, sometimes you find out that we receive the gospel and the Father instructs us to change. But we change and leave other things. So those things that maybe my girlfriend is so dear to me, or you know, this lifestyle or this behavior is dear to me, then I keep it. Then you are not fully repentant, because repentance is when you turn away from everything. So it means I forsake everything and focus to the Father. And let the Father give me a new path of direction to say that this is the way that you should walk into now. Instead of picking things that, oh, this one is dear, this one I still love to do. Repentance is when we are, I cannot even, like maybe, 360 degrees or what.
Mm.
But you were going this direction, but you come back and go a different direction.
Mm.
That is repentance. And that's how we are supposed to turn from all wicked ways, from all evil, and from all sin. Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate. And we are talking about repentance, what it is all about. And I trust the Father is doing you good in a mighty way, gracing you so much. And you can send us your WhatsApps and tell us, what do you think repentance is all about? And perhaps you can answer the question also. Is repentance spoken about mostly in your churches? Is it spoken about enough in your churches? Be honest.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Mfundisi Mota, I'm looking at 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 6. It says, then the runners went throughout all Israel and Judah with the letters from the king and his leaders, and spoke according to the commands of the king. Children of Israel, return to the Elohim, Yahuwah, of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Then he will return to the remnants of you who have escaped from the hand of the kings of Assyria. If we don't repent, repentance means to turn to the Father and check the importance. If we don't repent, if we don't return to the Father, he won't return to us. He won't return to us. That is where we see the importance. If we don't repent, we will experience the ichabod, the absence of the presence of the Father.
Yeah.
Finish what?
Hey, Mfundisi, what a powerful topic. We thank God.
We give him praise.
We thank God. You know, what you just touched on is so profound.
Mm.
Because when we speak of repentance, my brother, we are talking about turning away from the sinful life and sinful ways.
Yeah.
And come back to the Father, come back to the Elohim.
Mm.
Because if we do not do that, our relationship with him, it's not going to be good.
Mm.
It is affected in a very negative way.
Mm.
And repentance and forgiveness is so important when we return back to God, because once we have repented, it makes our relationship with him to be alive.
Mm.
And through that, we become to have a good relationship with others.
Yeah.
Because we have returned, we have come back to him.
Yes.
And we begin to understand, these people are his people.
Mm.
We are able to talk to them because we are talking from the position of where we stand, because we are standing in him.
Mm,
and if we do not repent if we do not come back to him. I love what he says, so gracious and so loving and merciful.
Yes.
Because he says that when we return to him, he will return to us.
Hey.
In other words, he is waiting for us
to
repent so that he can return to us. When we repent with Christ, the first ministry of Christ was about repentance. In the book of Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, it says that from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
Yeah.
In other words, Christ was preaching that we need to go back to the Father. We need to go back to our Master. So it is so important, Mfundisi, ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we should turn away and shun away from all wicked ways. You know, when we speak, Mfundisi, of repentance, it is one should be able to acknowledge, ukuthi, Father, I have wronged you.
Yes.
And after acknowledging that, you will be able to return or to turn away from the evil ways. Because if you do not want to acknowledge, then you are not going to be able to turn away, because you will always think that what you are doing, it is right. So many times, sometimes the way we think or what we think, what we say with our mouth, the Father knows our hearts and our thoughts. So the moment one start one to pray and then starting worshiping God, and the Father will remind you and said, but you were thinking like this. From that moment, you don't have to wait up until you say amen. Because at that moment, the Father is showing you that you have not spoken right now, Brother Rehi. And then you must acknowledge that and say, indeed, God, I was wrong. That's a confession.
Yeah.
And immediately say, forgive me, for I have not spoken well. So that is a sign of repentance. Another way to say, God, from whatever that I say, please forgive me. From now on, I'm not going to talk like that.
Yeah.
Before you can even start to ask and say, God, I need this, I need that. The moment God speaks to you through your worship and prayer and says to you, but you are coming to me, you forgot what were you saying to that person.
Please.
Fix that.
Yeah, fix it.
Immediately repent, you know, and confess. God wants us to open up our heart. That's why he's showing us that.
Yeah.
So that we can open our heart and say, Lord, indeed it is true. It is wrong, what I said. It reminds, I was not even aware that actually saying it's a ogubi.
Yeah.
Thank you that you are reminding me and that you are correcting me. I was wrong. I repent. I turn away from whatever that I have spoken. So Mfundisi, kubaluleke kakhulu, because when we return, that it makes our relationship with him. Because if we do not do that, you know, it will affect, you will continue to pray, but you will feel like, no, there's something. No, man, I'm not feeling the connection. I'm not in the Father.
Yeah.
The Father wants me to, he wants you to repent from whatever that you say. In that moment, while you come to him, he said, but fix this first. And then fix it right there on the spot. And then God, by his mercy and his love and his grace, and say, my son, well done.
Yeah.
This is what I want. I am here now with you to restore you and to lead you the right way. Repentance is very important. And we spoke also, what even in our families, it is important. What when you have done wrong in the family, you must correct that. You must repent and acknowledge that I was wrong. Please forgive me. I love what you said earlier. I said, well, you know, and somebody said, ngiyaxolisa. So what they feel, what I second is to also to say, oh, well, and the so called silly, and I said, why do we have to continue to talk? Because now our friendship, our relationship has been restored. Therefore, if we do not, my brother, repent, our relationship with the Father, that's why in the book of Chronicles where you read, it says, if you do not return, God will not return to you. But if you repent and come back to him, he will he will restore. In other words, it's like he's going to restore the relationship that is broken.
Absolutely.
Because the moment you start to think, ukhumbule ngalento leya osayigodlile ongafuni, because the reason why you godla because you want to go and do it tomorrow. But when God shows you, then right there on the spot you say, I was wrong, I surrender, I was wrong.
Hold it God there for me. Hold it there for me. And let me take William. Hey, William.
Hey, my brother. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, man?
I am so blessed. The Lord is always so good to us, right?
Mm.
Ray, there is a big problem with that we have in repentance in terms of the churches, right?
Mm.
You know, Ray, so often we say to people, yeah, go ahead and put some money into the church and tithe. We say all of that.
Mm.
But I've yet to find somebody say, please do not put any of your money into my tithing into this church until you have gone and said sorry to everybody. Until you have made right, leave your money at the altar. I do not want that to contaminate the money that comes into this church.
Mm.
There's a repentance needed by the people, but there's a repentance needed by the church, by the leaders of the church.
Mm.
To actually say to people, please don't.
Yeah. Oh, no, man. I've lost him. I've lost William. William, come back, man. William, come back. Fundis Mota, just after this.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Fundis Mota, let's go on with you. And of course, you were saying?
Fundis, yes. In closing, you know, Christ is saying in the book of Luke, chapter 13, verse 3, Oti, without repentance, we will perish. It says, unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did. So it is important, Mfundisi, ukuthi sibantwana baka Nkulunkulu, we need to repent, because without repentance, we are without salvation. So for us to be saved, we need to repent. And when we repent, we shall inherit the eternal life. And we should not shy away, my brother, in preaching repentance and forgiveness.
Absolutely.
Christ himself gave us that commandment.
Mm.
He said, go, and he said, the repentance and forgiveness should be preached in my name. In my name to all the nations, starting from Jerusalem. So we should not be shy away from that. Repentance, my brother, it is just a gift. That's what the book of Acts says. It's a gift from Christ himself. Repentance and forgiveness is a gift from Christ. So we cannot speak with repentance without speaking about Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate Mfundisi. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729 and... we're talking about the essence of repentance, the importance of repentance, what it is even all about. What is repentance and why is it important to us? We lost William there. I think he'll come back. All right. You can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Otherwise, just leave a voice note. It would be better, you know, to leave a voice note, William. Just leave a voice note and then I will play it. Right. And I'm eager to hear from you as to what you make of this very fact and the issue of repentance. And William was getting into something, saying there's a massive aspect of lack of repentance, and the church is not doing good. It says they don't even tell the people to repent because they're interested in the money. They take the money regardless of how it has gotten by a person who has never repented and stuff. So he was still going on that, and we lost him. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
All right, let me bring this to you, Sipho. Proverbs 1:23, it says, "Turn at my rebuke, surely I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you." Look, if we don't turn at the rebuke of the Father, because to repent means to also to turn at his rebuke. If he's rebuking us, we need to turn. And check it out. Because if we don't turn from our ways, if we don't heed to his rebuke, we won't have the pouring of the Spirit of the Father upon us. And we will never know his words. So when we don't repent, we are cutting ourselves short of the knowledge of the word of the Father and the pouring of his Spirit upon us. Sipho.
That's true indeed, Mfundisi. What a topic. And we thank God for this golden opportunity just to sit on the feet of Jesus and just learn. I'm so amazed, Mfundisi, from introducing the future, the topic for today, Pastor Morten Jablan. What a contribution. And we thank God, Guti. This is an important topic, especially to all humanity.
Mm.
And that is why you go to John 3, verse 17. Etumbale, unkulungula ka itumelangu ndo tanana ya kezwe nguwa thulele izwe. Kwa izwe kuba indi swe nga ayo. In other words, God's intention is for people not to strike them, not to kill them, but giving them the golden opportunity to acknowledge and change their mind and change their heart.
Yes.
And turning around and changing of action and behavior,
Then
definitely it will come a restoration of our life. And when we see from this, it's like nothing about a part of the show and just learn deeply. Because that's where we need to come to the knowledge of knowing God by firstly acknowledging our sins, our wrong, where we express the greatest regret, where we show some signs of remorse. It is too dangerous in front of this calling a full penduka. Because whenever God has spoken, there is no other hope rather than ugufa. So punyungaranjan, umasi tebe said in Sindhi
Sengaba.
No other option. When God gives somebody an opportunity to repent, and Ngulungwenjela nga imfundisi, what is danger about him? Uti uyasibekezelela. The day will act, definitely has got all the valid proof of what he has given us, the golden opportunity to repent.
To repent.
You see, yes, the sugar of a prodigal son. There's a number of factors that we could consider from this. Uti is one good example where we see the change of a mind, the change of the heart. From this, choice to when the damage control. But irrepentance is where we see somebody going to change of mindset. Where is Gankulungulu in Saba in his way?
Yeah.
We want to mbalo ku Joel chapter 2, verse 12. Ethi, Geba manju Jehova pendu, gangim ngenkizi yo yenu, yonke. In other words, sihlephule inhliziyo zethu phambi kaNkulunkulu. Athi umbhalo wamaHubo 51 verse 17 ukuthi uNkulunkulu inhliziyo edabukileyo nomoya ophukileyo ngeke udeke. Ngakho just utilize this opportunity. Ungabezwa abantu umfundisi bethandizwa nokakhulu bathi uNkulunkulu uthi ukhona nami, kanti uNkulunkulu uyasibekezelela. Yingakho when you want to see redemption kaNkulunkulu, just repent. When you want to see the restitution kaNkulunkulu and reconciling with God and being restored by God, let us all repent. Ukuphenduka mfundisi, it does not cause anyone into enkulu. Just swallow your pride. Acknowledge what you have done wrong. Express your regret. Commit to the change that you already said. Right, with negative 17 day old, and ask for the forgiveness. And definitely, uNkulunkulu wethu will never, despite the broken spirit, the heart, and the contrived heart. In other words, we need to tell abantwana bakaNkulunkulu ukuphenduka yiko kuyosifaka ezulwini. Singashintshi, sidumisa, sikhonza uNkulunkulu, sicabanga uNkulunkulu angezwa. Definitely, we're in for the high jump. Love this. The expression ka Jacob sengivala mfundisi ukuthi uJacobe wajontsha isipho somfowabo eSeu. For years waba blessed. When he returned ebuyela kuEseu, lithi iBhayibheli he bowed 7 times on the ground as a sign, number one, ukuthi I acknowledge ukuthi I've wronged you. Ingakho simonile uNkulunkulu, it has come to him, sizisole, elithi iBhayibheli uma abantu bami ababizwa ngegama lami baphenduka ey'ndleleni zabo bazishiye. Ngamanye amazwi siyaphenduka 180 degrees, siphenduke ngoba nami ngamamukela uJesu balale. It was 1998 when God transformed and changed my heart and my mind. And I thank God ukuthi akangiphathanga nje ngokufanele izono zami. Ngithe ngibhubhe ezomeni uKristu wafa endaweni yami. Yingako when you have the time yokuphenduka nanoma yiphi into yenzile, swallow your pride, acknowledge your sin, feel some sort of remorse into your heart, then come to the knowledge of the truth ukuthi Lord, I've sinned against you. UDavide even though wayethanda ngoNkulunkulu uma esethi kimi, dala Nkulunkulu wami inhliziyo ehlanzekile, ngangiphuqa umoya wakho. Ngamanye amazwi, yes, a heart of repentance. Being the king, he swallowed his pride, wehla ukuthi ngonile phambi kaNkulunkulu. Ingako makhola, let's swallow our pride and repent and come to the knowledge of who Christ is. And definitely God is prepared to cleanse us, to forgive us in Jesus. Amen.
Yeah, absolutely. I see WhatsApps are coming in. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. And send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729. And let's hear what you say on this matter. And of course, also, I am keen to hear from you. I'm keen to hear from you as to what you make of the issue of repentance. Let's hear what you say with regards to it. Much of the times, very less is spoken about repentance.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, it is coming to you live. We really appreciate. All right, let's hear. Mfundisi wamina, let's hear ukuthi wena uthini ke ngale ndaba. Khani mambo.
Asibingelele pastor, asibingelele nakubalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit umsakazo wethu inzabalethu thokotisako. Ngisaphila pastor, ngisawudla umbila. Nedi ngibuye emsebenzini nanyalo, sengiphuthuma lapha ngihlala khona wona pastor. Akuhle pastor, ngizokulalela uma ngifika nje. Ngiyabonga pastor.
Thank you so much. Let's take this call. Hello there, hi.
More Morweni.
Tata.
Hey, ninjani?
Ha, sibulela ugcino tata sibe kuwe.
Hayi, siyabonga kuhle nako mhla usigcinile.
Ha, ngiyavuya ukukuva.
Manje ha. Manje budise ke kwimzenzo zakho. Na kubaphula phula ke beredi uPulpit njenga Christ igama.
Hallelujah.
Hey, praise God ukuba ndive ukuthi irepentance is a gift from God.
Yeah.
Meaning that we with our own intellect.
Yeah.
Or opinion or ideas, we can't repent. Usukuthi ke ngoku uma mfundisi usithi there's somebody hidden, somebody big, not just somebody. Khona umuntu omkhulu ofihlakele phezulu kweni.
Hey,
somebody dynamic. Hey, somebody so very much powerful and important. Ofihlakele phezulu kweni. Yiyo le nto umkhosi kaThixo uSathana ayilwa kangaka ingqukuko. But ukusuka kuwickedness njengoba esanda ukushapha umshumayeli ukuthi i Chronicles ezesibini uchapter 7 verse 14 apho nyana uKristu azawuthi phakhona umzekelo athi abantu bam aba naba babizwa ngegama lam. Uthixo patient Pastor Ray uthi abantu bam aba babizwe ngegama lam uyabacenga.
Yeah.
Uthi ukuba ngaba baye bazithoba
imizathu
ukuzithoba ayikokuthatha intloko uyijongise ezantsi. So ukuzithoba means repentance. Uthi ukuba ngaba baye baguquka usho ukuthi wholeheartedly and faithfully. Singabikho double minded because double mindedness ayinanto nakwenza nenguquko. Iyothoba ngaba ndi-double minded athi ngamanye amagama I'm wavering between two opinions. And that's totally wrong kwaThixo. Kufuneka ume ne-singleness ume usithi uJesu inkosi. And the last thing is Pastor Ray. So there must be somebody in me. And in this, ngoba yikho signature. Signature kaThixo. I have to be approved. So uma ugukukile uza kwenzeka kum uEphesians chapter 1 verse 13.
Hey.
Athi nani ke bandla lase Efese. Uthi nisivile izindaba ezimnandi. Now, ezizeze nguquko, ezizeze inyaniso, ezizeze uxolo, ezizeze ntembeko, nazana zamkela. Uthi ngoko ke uThixo, uniphawule, let us be marked after repentance, or repenting wholeheartedly and faithfully. We are to be marked. Njengamje. So, uThixo uniphawule, ngomoya wakhe oyingcwele. Umoya ongcwele eniphawulwe ngaye uthi sisiqinisekisiso sokuba qinisekani ukuba inene inyaniso uThixo uniguqule. Meaning that to lona pastor egqibeleni ukuhlala Deuteronomy chapter 28 uverse 1 to 14 nasa i-blessings ezilandelana kunye nomuntu oguqukileyo wholeheartedly and faithfully. Chapter 28 is enormous, from verse 1 to 14. Now there is clarity, so from verse 15 to 68. So, Zabantu, Abanjenga Tiba Kukukili, but Manga Kukuka, meaning that Pastor Gribele, irrepentance, you can't preach it to Mapukukanga.
Gempele.
Yes, Sifani Kausense, Indians up on Nicodemo. Nicodemo. Why is pastor and cool? He asked the soul, but I think as the next more Christ. But I can praise God because it is by heading. O Christ, O Fundisa, O Nicodemo. O Shuti, Waba patient enough to educate. Jamasi Mile Kuritu Pulpit. we are not here to condemn anybody. No. So we are here to educate about Uti. Uma bezinikela, Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Uma bezinikela, we are not our own pakari. Singabakathixo. So, asinakwazi ukuguqula ngonokwethu umzekelo. Kodwa uma sizinikela kuye uThixo ukuthi makasihlambulule, sibe ngcwele, sibe nyulu, sibe msulwa, singabi nabanga phambi kwaso bakhe, siguqukile phelelisileyo. Umoya ingcwele ke owenza ngcwele, phakathi ayikho ikati enozilwapha endlini, impukuzo ezilwapha endlini kati ikhona. Ngizathi siguquke wholeheartedly and faithfully. UThixo ugqothi izono, umoya ingcwele olapha ngaphakathi nguye osiguqulayo uze sikwazi ukwethandwa kaThixo. Hayi mangibulele ebusweni, Nkosi sikelele.
Ha baba, Nkosi sikelele, siyathokoza.
You too, get a thumb.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.